Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee, I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. My new TV obsession is called Explained. For those of you who have never watched Explained, you should do so because it is so interesting and there are a bunch of seasons about different topics. There's one about sexuality, there's one about drugs, and the season that I'm currently watching is all about the mind. It's about how the human brain works, and it is so interesting, and I'm fully invested, and I have to stop myself from binge watching because I want to keep like one episode per day. And the episode that I watched yesterday was all about creativity. And I think I really needed that. I think I needed to watch that episode yesterday because it helped me understand so many things about myself and about other people as well. But it also helped me to put things into perspective and be a little bit less critical with myself when it comes to what I create and when it comes to being creative. I've briefly talked about this, or actually about something similar, in a previous episode where I mentioned being or feeling in a creative rut where I didn't feel inspired. I didn't feel nor inspired and nor satisfied with what I was creating, with what I was doing, but that's all I had the capacity of delivering because I was spreading myself too thin and I was working on so many things that I couldn't fully concentrate my efforts and my energy and my creativity in one thing and one thing only. And then it had me questioning about my own creativity, and I asked myself for a second if I was actually creative or if I had made it all up and if it was just a way for me to define myself but actually not truly being creative. But then after watching that episode yesterday, I was like, no, I definitely am creative. It's just that I've been lacking some training. I need to get back on track and train myself again. Because contrary to what a lot of people think, yes, some people are more inclined to be creative, but creativity is something that you can train. You can train yourself and try and be more creative. Obviously, there are genetic aspects that makes a person versus another more creative in their ways of thinking, in their ways of interpreting, in their ways of just seeing the world and understanding the world. But like singing, and that's the example that they gave in that specific Explained episode, you can train yourself. You can train yourself to become a better singer. You can train your vocal cords. And just like singing, creativity can be trained. You can do many things to become more and more creative. Obviously, you're going to reach a level where you can no longer be more creative. Just like your vocal range can only go so high or so low, but you can train it. And the more and more I grow, the more I tend to lean into what I know and what I'm good at, which kind of makes me creatively lazy, if you will. And that's something that I thought about, and I kind of want to come up with ways to train myself in being more creative and not necessarily thinking outside of the box, because that's one thing I don't truly believe in. Everything has already been done. And to me, creativity is all about reinterpreting or redoing or revisiting something that's already been done, because often we want to think too much outside of the box without realizing what's inside of the box is actually great. You just need to take what's there and just make something out of it, you know? And that's something I've been pushing myself to do. I kind of sat there ashamed and frustrated with myself because I couldn't come up with something great, something unseen, something unusual. But that's not what creativity is about, in my opinion. To me, creativity and just being creative in general is thinking of new ways of doing something, is taking something that already exists and making it more fun, making it more interesting, making it more intriguing. It's all about taking what you know and make something else out of it. I know that sounds very vague, but to me, that's kind of the realization that I had yesterday, because I put so much pressure on myself when it comes to creating content, but also creating just in general. I want to do something great. I want to do something different. But the truth is, everything has already been done, and that's okay. And just me sitting here right now, recording this episode, this podcast, this video, this has been done a million, actually millions, if not billions of times by so many other people, so many other creators. And yet that is not stopping me from doing it. And that's something that I think we tend to forget, or we tend to not take an encounter when we think about being creative and just creating things, is we can't let the fear of failure, or just fear in general, stop us. Because when you think about a movie, or when you think about a song that you really like, you don't see the whole creative path. You don't see the previous versions. All you see is the final result. But what you have to remember is that that artist has done many takes before. They have recorded a bunch of takes. They reproduced, they rearranged, they did some melodies, they added some ad-libs. They did a bunch of stuff to what the original idea was, so you get the final product. And I used to see and visualize creativity as this, like, evolving thing that would always become better and better with times, but truth is, it's not. Sometimes you're gonna come up with great ideas, sometimes they're gonna be shitty ideas, but as long as you come up with something, that's what gets your brain going. That's what creativity is all about, is having all these ideas and sticking to the ones that you really believe in, or sticking to the ones that spark something in you. And that's what we forget. We just want to come up with the greatest idea. But in order to get there, you have to come up with so many other shitty ideas that when you finally get to that one good idea, you're like, this is it, and this is where I'm headed. And now that I think of it, as a kid, I used to bathe in environments where my creativity would be fed. I danced from age 3 to 20. I took singing lessons. I took guitar lessons. I learned how to play the guitar essentially by myself. And then I just, like, learned a bunch of songs. I did theater. I loved to draw, even though I was not good at it. And that all fed into my creative side, and this is what trained me to be creative. And the more and more I grew, I kind of let that part go, or I had other priorities, or I was impatient, because everything that I was learning or everything that I enjoy doing was not paying off. But patience is a virtue, especially when it comes to being creative, to whether it's like photography, filmmaking, music, art, content creation, just like this, it takes time. Because unlike science, for example, the result kind of depend on the audience. And this is what kind of sucks about the whole creative thing. But this is also the beauty of it. This is where the magic happens, is it all depends on the audience, the public. And maybe this episode here is going to get only a few hundreds of views, but I have other videos that have 20,000 views, and it's not constant. And this is where it can get pretty frustrating and triggering, when results are not consistent. So then you ask yourself, why should I just keep going when I don't even know if it's going to pay off in the end? Well, at least I can tell you that whatever you're doing, whatever the format, it is going to resonate with at least one person. And it might not sound like much, but I don't know. I think I like the idea of whatever I'm doing resonating with at least one person out there in the world, and for that person to relate to what I'm saying or what I'm doing. And that in itself should be enough. Of course, it's not going to pay bills. So if you're trying to live life and paying the bills with whatever art you're doing, or with whatever creative thing you're doing, it can get tricky, it can get hard. But ultimately, I think whatever you're doing and whatever you're creating should spark joy, should make you happy. And as I mentioned in many, many previous episodes, I'm an all or nothing kind of person. So I tend to kind of not give up, but I tend to move on to something new or something more interesting when I get tired of doing something or when I see that it doesn't bring me the results that I wanted. But this year, I really want to lean into that creative part of myself. I want to learn something new. I want to learn a new skill. I want to train myself to be more creative again. I want to train that creativity. I want to get back on track with this training. And I want to just do things that will spark something in my brain. And I have this very vivid memory of back when I was in CIGEP and I was studying cinema. And we were in this class about like production and like filmmaking. And I just had like a burst of ideas, and I was like writing down a bunch of stuff, a bunch of ideas, and most of them were probably horrible. But you know what? I wrote them down, and then I brainstormed with my team, and this whole moment was so satisfying. It's probably like a core memory of mine, because this is when I realized how infinite the possibilities were and how the brain is a wonderful machine, and how just being able to put ideas into words and then into images, film something, edit it, work with music. This truly amazes me. And I feel like I've lost this part of myself. And I really want to reconnect with the artist in me, as cheesy as this sounds. And honestly, YouTube is a great way for me to do it. And for so long, I wanted to stick with like a brand identity, and I wanted to stick with one specific aesthetic because I was so afraid of not being consistent and committed to one thing and one thing only. But honestly, my life doesn't work that way. I love trying out new products when it comes to makeup. I love trying out new outfits. So why couldn't I try new styles when it comes to editing? Because sometimes I'll be in the middle of editing a vlog, for example, and I'll just get this vision or this idea. And in the past, I used to kind of restrain myself, and I was like, no, I'm just gonna stick to whatever I've been doing before because that's a known format. And lately, I've been having a lot of fun with editing stuff differently, or at least differently for me, because again, it's probably been done in the past, but my way of doing it has never been done before because I haven't done it before. And that's okay. And people change, people evolve, their styles evolve, and their creativity as well. It's like the same as if your favorite artist was just writing the same song over and over again, or like a song that sounded like the 10 previous songs. And when you think of it, again, when an artist comes out with a new album, you're not expecting it to sound exactly like the previous one. And that's creativity in a nutshell. It should shift. It should change. It should evolve. It should reflect the person that you are when you were creating that. And yeah, I don't know, I'm getting lost in the sauce here, truthfully. So I think that is definitely my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you une bonne journée.